Welcome to the Plymouth Tribes podcast. Today we're talking about emergency response. Rochelle Escatel is the emergency manager for the Klamath Tribe. She's in the studio today. Rochelle, how are you?
I'm doing great.
When did you start your new position?
I started in October of 2023.
Prior to that, you had worked with the Klamath Tribes.
Yes. So I kind of jumped around a little bit. I worked as a pharmacy technician at Klamath Tribal Health. And I worked as a medical assistant previously to coming into this position as the emergency manager. But a majority of my career has been as a firefighter. Started as an EMR, EMT with our local fire district. Was there for six years as a paid employee. And then I currently volunteer with one of our fire departments in Klamath Falls.
So you're certified?
As a firefighter, yes.
Wow. Yes. Jeez, look at you.
Yes, yes. So it you're keeps the me busy.
You're the perfect person for this position.
Yes, yes. I'm really honored to be here and help serve my tribe in a different aspect.
Emergency response. Now, we've been in some meetings because I'm the PIO for this. Hopefully, I don't get utilized, but, you know, chances are something's going to pop up, right, in the emergency area.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot. I don't want to jump right into the most extreme situation of an emergency response, but we had an active shooter a few months ago, and that comes up a lot in the topic. So we're talking earthquakes, active shooter, floods, wildfires. What else?
Hurricanes, volcano
eruption.
In the event, they always talk. You know, we're at a training and they were talking about tsunami. You know, and how on the Pacific coast, you know, up by Lincoln, that's not if it's when. You know, they're expecting a big tsunami in that area, and you know, so that's kind of been a big topic in the emergency management realm. You know, up north in that area, and just how much it's going to affect even, you know, partway towards our way in the Klamath County area. And just, you know, really making sure that we are really assessing and being prepared and proactive in that preparedness. And it's a tricky field because it's very important, but it's hard to get a lot of individuals on board because we don't realize how important it is until something happens, you know, till that disaster comes or that active shooter comes. And then we're like, oh, wait, no, it is, you know, really important. And so, you know, like I said earlier, I'm really honored to be in this position and happy to be here to help prepare our tribes, you know, and help train and really help show, you know, the importance and kind of be that proactive individual that helps bring everyone on board and educate and, you know, really kind of lead in that area.
As you've been learning your position, what has been the greatest challenges?
I think the greatest challenge, but also has actually been really great, is our tribe is really big. We have a lot of entity and a lot of resources. And even myself, you know, I've been born and raised here in Chiloquin and Klamath Tribal member. And I didn't even realize all we had until getting into this position because it gives me that opportunity to meet with each entity and understand their resources and a little bit of what they do. That way I have a better understanding of what resources we have in the event of a disaster. But it's also a challenge because, and not just us, but I even hear it from other tribes, there's that siloness, right? Because, I mean, we're all busy. We all have our job and our projects that we're doing. And so we do kind of just are in our own little world, you know, our own little department, getting our work done and our projects. And so it, when bringing everyone together in emergency preparedness or trying to formulate our tribal emergency response committee, some of those individuals haven't met with each other, you know, or talk, you know, it's a learning curve to open up and talk to each other. Maybe, you know, people that you know, have worked in that position, but haven't really had to work together per se.
So we have training going on, your certification processes. How far along are we, and where do we need to go to be fully prepared for an emergency?
The great thing about disasters, and I mean, I can't say great, but one of the big highlights of smaller communities in the event of a disaster, it's amazing how much the community members come together to support and help one another. And, you know, in our smaller communities, we realize that it's the community members that end up doing that response and helping and, you know, mitigation. And I feel like we're very, very fortunate to have a great community that does that. You know, for instance, 242 Fire, you know, we did have a lot of resources and a lot of individuals who were out, you know, fighting the fire. But ultimately, it was all the community members who were checking on each other and making each other were okay. But as far as plans and preparedness, I feel like we have a little bit of a foundation, but we definitely have a long way to go and a lot of opportunities for us to improve those plans.
Communication has been something you've stressed a lot in the meetings. A communication emergency system that people can get on their phones. They'll receive text messages. Mm-hmm. Or talk a little bit about that. Yeah. That's most important, right? People need to know what's going on.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm really excited. We have the Everbridge software, which is the same software that the county uses for emergency alerting. And so now we have our own license as the Klamath Tribes. And so in the process of getting all that built, you know, because we have to build it for our tribe and get all of our employees and then our tribal members entered in to receive those messages. And, you know, we have a couple appointed other individuals who will help with that because it's quite the process trying to get it started. But it's going to be so, so much more helpful and useful because we will, you know, a big issue or complication that, you know, we've been dealing with for a long time is getting that outside communication from other entities. You know, the tribe isn't really in that loop of communication. You know, it's we hear it from a community member or someone, hey, did you hear this? And so this will allow us to hear the, we can see any alert that maybe the county, anywhere in Oregon, any alert that goes out, we can see that.
Monitor it.
Yes, yes, we can monitor it and we can, you know, see where it's at and see if it's going to affect us or nearby us. And then by assessing that, you know, we can decide, do we need to send out any, you know, alert and notification? Or do we have tribal members in those areas up in Oregon where this incident or disaster is going on that we need to check on and make sure is okay? And so it'll be really nice, you know, because we can, we have that control as well and, you know, can utilize our knowledge and situational awareness to notify our, you know, tribal members and our employees to help keep them safe.
So will people have to give you their phone number, their mobile phone number, to receive a text or emergency alert?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so it's an opt-in program. And so we'll... of course, with our tribal members, it'll, you know, be a little bit more of a process because we'll get that approval through council. But as far as employees go, right now we're inputting all the employees because our goal is you know, we want to be able to internally send out messages as well if there's something going on and maybe one building shut down, you know, or closed for a little temporarily for a reason. Well, we would like to be able to just send that out, you know, to our directors, managers, and then they can trickle it down, or all employees. We can also do it for events, you know, restoration. If, you know, we can send out kind of a little, like you do the e-blast, you know, we can send out a little text message saying, hey, we have this event going on. So, you know, we can utilize it in different ways. One thing nice about the Emergency alerting is once they're opt-in. If it's a high priority emergency, like an active shooter, it gets priority. So if they, even if they don't have cell service, I know we've talked about AmpoDot, you know, that there's that area in between there where there's no cell service, they'll still get that message because it's, you know, like the iPods, it just will automatically go to any system.
When will this be in place?
I would say probably within the next month or two, because we're really trickling down on the training of the usage. And we already, you know, have a list of our employees and individuals that we can put in. So it's more just kind of us getting that approval once we get the training completed from council for the tribal members. And then we are also in the process of being IPAWS certified through FEMA, which means that, in essence, we'll have our own sovereign authority to send out messaging, like even to the city of Chiloquin. And I feel like that would be helpful as well, too, because, you know, like I said, a lot of the times, even the city of Chiloquin, there's a communication block between the county. And so it would really help, you know, us in our rural area be able to help assist with that.
As we head into the summer, of course, wildfires are always on our mind. Is that one of your priority or the top priority right now for preparing an emergency that could happen?
It is. And so we, you know, we're in kind of that area of identifying if it's going to be myself or our new fire program manager who is going to be implementing those plans or, you know, mitigation for that, because a lot of the other tribes that had received that BIA Monday, it's been under the emergency manager. Because, you know, it has to do with mitigation, you know, fire, you know, kind of that area. And so ours is a little bit different because our fire manager is under natural resources. And so we still need to identify who's going to take that lead because, you know, if there is a fire, initially our fire manager, if it's in our area, they should be the first notified. And then I would be secondary to offer any resources or any other needs that are met. However, the mitigation plan and the preparedness should fall under that fire management. So we've still yet to kind of clarify and sit and talk and see where that lies.
Have we hired the fire manager?
Yes. So Tim Sexton is the fire manager.
Oh, Tim.
Yep. And then we just hired a deputy fire manager who is his first name's Tyler. I can't say his last name, so I'm not even going to try to butcher it. But he has a lot of experience in fire and emergency preparedness as well.
Are we looking to add any trucks or fire response?
I know that's in the talk for them. Yes, yes, as they want to, because they'll have a full crew, a full fire crew that can be contracted out.
Does that mean you're going to be throwing on the fire gear and heading on out?
I've been asked that, but no. Yes. No, I'm not the wild, you know, I've trained in wildland and done some of it, but it's not my cup of tea. You know, I will go head first in a structure fire, you know, to fight that, but I'm not your wildland fire.
Okay. Well, with that said, what else would you like to share with the public and the tribal members that are listening?
You know, I would really like to share and, you know, reiterate that there's definitely a lot of positive things to come in our community and our tribe in regards to emergency preparedness. And, you know, I, you know, want to definitely do more outreach, you know, to spread that awareness and trainings. I am going to be putting on a mass casualty incident the end of May. So it'll be, I'm bringing in a trainer from down in California. He's done a couple at some of the other tribes here as well.
Mass casualty?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in the event of, you know, we get a bus or crash, you know, anything that's going to overwhelm our emergency response system where we need more resources.
Which could happen with Highway 97 right in our back door.
Yes, yes. And I'm really excited about this one because it's open to our community. And so I'm really hoping we get that collaboration where we can all sit together and do this training and do the tabletop just so we can really see those faces in our community of who might be there and how we would work together. So I'm really excited about that. And there'll be a flyer coming out for that shortly.
And if the public wants to reach out to you, to do you need volunteers, or are we trying to build a crew of people in the community?
This one will be just a tabletop. Definitely later in the year, I would like to do a full scale, which would involve, real life stimulation. We'll kind of see. I wanted to start with, a tabletop little exercise just to kind of start and get that knowledge and training and information out there.
Okay. Anything else?
That's the biggest thing that's coming right now. I mean, we do have a lot of good things happening. We'll be updating a lot of our plans. Like I said, I'm just really looking forward to doing some more outreach with our tribal members and our elders and offering any technical assistance. And, I always tell everyone I'm always available for any technical assistance or questions or concerns in regards to, safety or plans or any help or resources needed.
Rochelle Escatel, Emergency Manager for the Klamath Tribes, joining me today on the Klamath Tribes podcast. Thank you, Rochelle.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.